Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, although right now things are focused on the protest that's going to come up, the march on the White House happening Monday. High noon starts at the Washington Monument, goes to the White House. Going to be quite the procession. Military members, perhaps it looks, sounds like even active duty members, will be participating in this. Retired former members also participating in this to show that Ron Paul is the choice of the troops. That's what the event is called on Facebook. The website you can go to learn more about it is March2WhiteHouse.com. That's March2WhiteHouse.com. And it's already causing controversy with the military issuing threats against all active members of the military, saying they can't even be there even if it's in civilian clothes. They're also saying that retired members of the military may not wear uniforms. No one may wear a uniform at this particular event, and basically threatening them with some sort of criminal charges, some kind of arrest. I mean, I don't know what's going to go down on Monday, but it sounds like it could be a real scene in D.C. And, of course, Adam Kokesh is one of the guys behind it, a former military himself, former Marine. He is on the line with us here from his home. I believe, are you living in just outside of D.C. now? You're in Virginia now, I think?
Well, I'm technically still residing in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, I see.
Hello?
Yeah, you're right there. Can you hear us?
I'm sorry, we're getting a little interference on the line.
Oh, I don't know what will be causing that. Hopefully, we'll be able to continue to converse because we've got a lot of people here that would like to talk to you. Are you there?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. Just, I guess it's when I talk, but I can deal with that.
Okay.
We're not expecting too much of a scene on Monday. I mean, we're expecting a very powerful demonstration. We're expecting to be able to make our point. But I don't believe that the repercussions for the active duty guys would come on Monday, or that there would be anything happening as a part of the event. This would be follow-ups afterwards, things that people would face when they go home. I don't want to, no one is discouraged from coming out because they think that there might be any kind of violence or any confrontation. We're not expecting that. We're expecting it to be entirely non-confrontational, but if we have that caller still on the line, I'd like to give her a chance to finish.
I definitely want to bring her back on here. Also invite folks to visit your website, adamversustheman.com. You have a YouTube channel that you keep populated with fresh videos all week long. And it's not just all about the military. You're a pretty liberty-oriented dude on top of that. So once again, check that out. Also, freetalklive.com is our website where you can actually edit the content of the site and contribute to it. Let's go back to Sally. She's still on the line listening in Aberdeen, Washington to KBKW. Go ahead, Sally. You're on with Adam again.
Yes, I wanted to say something, but I have to address that caller you had on before me, Mark. Mm-hmm. And I hope he's still listening. Mark, there is a saying that I love. It's by Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. It says, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. Mm-hmm. And it goes right along with our First Amendment. Our soldiers take an oath of office, and they have a right for free speech, but they have a right for peaceful assembly. And that's to petition the government for redress of grievances. They have that right, and that's wrong for our government to say that they cannot be there, Mark. And so I don't know if you're hearing me, but we have a right, and we should never be silent about what matters to us. Do you remember in World War II, Nuremberg trial?
Nuremberg, yeah.
Yeah. Well, those people didn't stand up for what was right. They knew what some of the things, they knew what was going on was wrong. And we have that. And then there's that movie about Code Red that took place down in Cuba, you know, where they didn't speak up. If you watch the whole movie, do you know what I'm talking about? That movie with that actor. But anyway,
I'm not sure which movie that is.
Handle the truth.
No. Yeah, but I certainly agree with you, Sally, that speaking up is very important, and I want to thank you for the call tonight. Adam, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I think it's even more dramatic than that, and Dr. King was speaking metaphorically when he said, you begin to die the day you begin to stop speaking out about things that matter. But for those of us, maybe not, you know, for those of us who understand the gravity of the issue at hand with veterans marching for Ron Paul, with active duty marching for Ron Paul, speaking out in support of a non-interventionist foreign policy. It's not just about beginning to die metaphorically. It's the fact that if you have any doubts about the troops dying in combat every day being there for a just cause, you have a duty to speak out. And if you don't, you will continue to be used as Henry Kissinger, when he was Secretary of State, described the military as dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in our foreign policy. Hmm. If you do not speak out, it may be your life that you lose as a result. You may be the next soldier to die in Afghanistan whose mom can't even understand why, who can't, with an honest look at the world and what is going on today and what our government represents, say that her son died for a noble cause. Do you want to do that to the people that care about you? Do you want to put yourself in that position? And I think, if anything, that should motivate the active duty troops that are listening. That should motivate them maybe not to come to this event. Maybe this isn't it. Maybe this isn't the how. But the why and the what needs to be there.
Let's talk to Dustin.
The why and the what are undeniable.
Adam, let's talk to Dustin. He's listening to WBHP in Huntsville. Dustin, or rather Decatur. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live with Adam Kokesh.
Adam, I'm just going to say Semper Fi, sir. And hua. I was Air Force 6.5 years. I was a medic. We ran about 100 big tasks out of Maxwell Air Force. I was reserve unit. I'm going to tell you, I support everything that you're doing. I wish I could be there in Washington with you on Monday. Unfortunately, financials don't allow that. I will say this, though. We, as service members, both retired and active duty reservists, we took an oath. And in that oath, we swore to protect this country from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. And right now we're dealing with a bunch of domestic enemies in the White House and in Washington and in Congress.
And it's been that way for a long time, by the way. Not just the Obama administration, but prior to that, for several administrations. Adam, for Dustin, who can't make it to D.C., and all the others who can't make it out to D.C., because it's expensive to travel and stay in hotels and do all that stuff, what is it that someone who's at home, who can't make it to D.C., what is it they can do to support you or somehow get involved locally in something that's similar to this?
The main thing is to do what you can to get your voice as a veteran or as an active duty soldier heard on behalf of Ron Paul. And really, that's about reaching out to the individuals in your community, the people that you can talk to, that you hold sway with, getting involved in the party locally. There are ways that we can help drum this up. If you really want to get involved as an online activist, we really appreciate that. There are press releases that you can help circulate to members of the media, just a matter of looking up emails and forwarding those out. You can make videos, you can repost videos, you can spread the word so many different ways online that's very effective in changing minds these days. There's so many things you can do, but really it's about finding how your voice is best applied to getting Ron Paul elected. You know, his opportunity may be getting narrower with every primary as we see going along, but he still has a very strong chance of actually winning the nomination. And if the Republican base will listen to the troops that they so desperately claim to support, then we are going to have an impact in time for Super Tuesday with this event, and we're hoping that we can have a major turnaround by then. So, like I said, reach out to the people that are going to be voting in the primary. Get involved with your local Republican Party caucus or your precinct level or your county level, whatever they're organizing at locally. Get involved. Represent Ron Paul. Represent yourself as a veteran and start speaking out.
Dustin, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, man, Adam, I want to thank you for your service, brother. And I also would love to make note of I was my unit safety representative, responsible for over the safety of over 150 unit members. And the suicide rate since Obama took office has grown dramatically. I actually had about 5 suicides in my unit alone from guys that were coming back. So,
Dustin, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight here. And, Adam, you've said you're going to stick on as long as we need you, so there's people that still want to talk to you. More here with Adam Kokesh in moments from AdamVersusTheMan.com. The upcoming march to the White House Monday, high noon at the Washington Monument is where it begins, and it ends at the White House. It's under threat. The participants are under threat from the military. We'll see if anything comes of that. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. Still time for you and your thoughts. You can also bring up anything you want. 1-855-453 live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. More with Adam Kokesh next.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I've been telling you about Eat Foods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from Eat Foods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from Eat Foods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the Eat Foods meals are easy to prepare. 8, Eat Foods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, though focusing right now on our special guest, Adam Kokesh, who is talking with us about a protest and a march that's coming up in favor of Ron Paul, pointing out that Ron Paul's the choice of the troops because, well, Ron Paul has more support from the troops, active duty military, than does any other candidate. In fact, than does all the other candidates combined, if I have understood correctly. And that's the name of this event. And you can actually go to march2whitehouse.com to learn more about it, march2whitehouse.com. There's apparently going to be an after party afterwards, which will involve musical performances. I mean, this is going to be a whole day-long activity starting at high noon at the Washington Monument in D.C. on Monday. Again, march2whitehouse.com. Adam Kokesh with us. We'll continue with him in a moment. Also take your calls for him. Plus, Mark, there are different ways to get Liberty messages out, but one of them is the back of your car.
Yeah, you can use go to libertystickers.com. Check out the all the Liberty sayings they have there. There are hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty bumper stickers at libertystickers.com. And you can let your voice be heard from your bumper. It's libertystickers.com. They can also make stickers for you, whether you're looking for stickers for your church or business or band or whatever. They can make stickers for you at libertystickers.com.
By the way, I want to remind you that if you want to be able to listen to Free Talk Live online, you can do that over at listen.freetalklive.com. You can tune into our live streams. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, so different bandwidths for different internet connections. Plus, you can learn about the 100-plus great radio stations that air this show throughout the week, our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio. We've got two channels we're on XM, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com. And Adam Kokesh is with us. He's the host of Adam vs. the Man. It is, at this point, a TV program, but there's some rumblings about a possible return to radio in the future. And he's back with us here to take your calls. Are you still there, Adam?
I am. Thanks so much.
Excellent. I appreciate you still sticking around here. We've got a lot of people that would like to talk to you. Let's go first to Calvin in Missouri. Calvin, you're on with Adam Kokesh.
Hey, and thanks for taking my call. Hey, Adam. Glad to chat with you. I got to spend some time with you at the Pork Fest last year. Anytime anybody gets a chance to go out there, make it. It's a good time.
Excellent. Yeah, this time, this year for Pork Fest, I won't be making the mistake of only going for a couple of days. I will be there the whole time.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, you need the whole week. Well, hey, I quickly wanted to respond to what Mark had, his comments about, and his advice that military members should not go out there. And my comment is
the caller, Mark.
Mark, the caller who said that military members should not go out to this protest. And my comment is that conscientious objecting is not an insubordinate act under the United Code of Military Justice, UCMJ, and nor is it a violation of any ethic. In fact, I think just the opposite. I mean, I think in the UCMJ, you do have a specific code for conscientious objection. Well, it may not be covered under these protests. The fact is these military members are fighting for our freedoms, one of which is our freedom to assemble, freedom of speech. So if that's what they're fighting for, now I can see the opinion that the may not, or it might be a bit distasteful to wear a uniform. But as far as them actually going out and showing their numbers and support for Ron Paul, and most importantly for the message of freedom, I think that's paramount, and it's certainly nowhere near insubordination.
Well, we talk about this email going out from the Navy attorney like it's a bad thing, but he was nice enough to include the link to the Facebook event in his email. And, you know, we had been going out combing the bars and strip clubs and pawn shops and tattoo parlors and used car dealerships all over the D.C. area looking for active duty emails. And we were trying to collect them one at a time, and it was just we were having a heck of a time of it. But he saved us the trouble of getting them all together in one place for us. And shooting that link out with all the details from the Facebook event. So we're really grateful for that kind of support from even within the higher ranks in the military.
What'd you say, Calvin?
I say that tongue-in-cheek, but I wouldn't be surprised if some of the people making a big deal out of this, and apparently we have the attention of some people at the Pentagon as well, that they might also be closet Ron Paul supporters.
Maybe so. Calvin, any other thoughts?
Could be.
Yeah, I just got a comment. That's a great spreadsheet. Yeah, I don't want to take up too much time, but one thing that he said that I caught at Portsmouth that really inspired me is that for people who have the yellow ribbons and support the troops and everything, which is kind of a blind support, but even for those who mean it, is that if you're proud of my actions of joining the service and you know you want to recognize that, please look into what I'm doing after I've gotten out because that's more towards why I actually joined the military. And, you know, being a former service member, I certainly feel the same way. I think that the fight for freedom is not within the military. It's actually criticizing. Now I think it's a time of dissent, not compliance. I think we've been complacent long enough. So, hey, good
luck. Thanks, Calvin.
I wish I could make it out there, and I'll keep my ears to the net and see what happens.
Appreciate the call, Calvin. Thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE. You mentioned Porkfest. That's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is the summertime.
P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.
That's right. It's in Porcupine. So the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as I said, is the summertime event that the Free State Project puts on. And it is one of two yearly events that the Free State Project puts on. Actually, the Free State Project puts on another one, which is called the Liberty Forum. And, Adam, I know that you've attended the Liberty Forum in the past. It's actually coming up, the Liberty Forum, coming up in about a week, coming up starting this Thursday. I'm wondering if we're going to see you up here for the Liberty Forum at all.
I might. My schedule, unfortunately, is still up in the air, but I didn't get a formal invitation to book any particular time slot. So I don't have plans, but I am hoping to make it if I can.
Cool. Well, we've got more people that would like to talk to you, so let's continue with taking your calls for Adam Kokesh. Michael is on the line listening to WNIS out in Norfolk. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much, Ian. Thank you so much, Mark. And a special thanks to you, Adam Kokesh, for the millions upon millions of lives that you have saved by serving in the armed forces of the United States. I'd like to give the Henry Kissinger side of things a little bit. I've devoted a good part of my life to think tanks, and I will tell you that Mr. Kissinger, as are so many other people who take the rap out here as being cruel and inhuman, high-level politicians, diplomats, and military men, that's not the case. Since the Cuban Missile Crisis, men have given their lives just trying to figure out how to keep this world from blowing up. They don't do it out on the battlefield like you, Adam, and so many of the brave men that are calling in tonight. But they do it. They give up their lives. They give up their sleep. They give up their health just to try to figure out how to keep 7 million people from being erased off this planet. You may think your part is a very small one, but your part is hugely successful. It has been since World War II, when 50 million people lost their lives because men were not as well trained as you are today and not nearly as brave in many cases as you have been on these so-called limited conflict situations.
Michael, this thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. I guess it was more of a statement than it was a question. Hang on, Adam. We're going to bring you back. More people want to talk to you. 855-450-FREE. More with Adam Kokesh next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. We have a special guest with us tonight, which is a little unusual, but the circumstances are also unusual, and that is that there is a big march coming up on Monday in D.C. It is the March to the White House, march2whitehouse.com, march2whitehouse.com to get more information about it. There's a Facebook event. Almost 2,000 people are saying that they're going to be attending. Of course, it's Facebook, so you never know how many of those are actually going to show up, whether it's going to be higher than that number or lower. But one thing's for sure, Adam Kokesh is going to be there, as well as a number of other former and active military members, to show that they support Ron Paul. That not only do they support Ron Paul, but of all the people that are contributing to various presidential candidates from the military, most of them support Ron Paul.
Vast majority.
More than all of the other candidates combined.
At least on the Republican side, and more than Obama also.
So that's what they're going to be marching for, and the military has issued threats. They have said that this is, you know, a violation of their code of justice if someone shows up who's active military, whether they're in uniform or not. They've also said that retired military cannot show up in uniform. They don't want anybody in a uniform at this particular protest because, well, they're worried about their legitimacy. And
they don't mind putting the military men and women in uniform, in all sorts of support for whatever the president is speaking.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, essentially, this is a really one-sided situation.
Basically, they're saying you don't get to dissent. You don't get to appear as though you're
military.
You don't
get to have an opinion.
Right.
We will use you as as pawns for our re-election campaigns and whatever it is they're doing, and you don't get an opinion.
Adam Kokesh joins us again.
We will issue you one.
Hello?
When we need you to have an opinion, we will issue you one.
Right. So
I've misstated it. You do get to have an opinion. If you like what the president's doing, then you can have that opinion. Yeah. But if you don't like what the government's doing, you can't have that opinion.
So AdamVersusTheMan.com is your website. You've got a YouTube channel, and it's fairly popular. Folks can go and check more of what you think out about various different issues through that channel, because you're not just all about the military. But let's continue here, because a lot of people have some comments, and I want to make sure you're on the line for them here, Adam. So let's go to Kenny, listening in Indy to WXNT. Kenny, you're on with Adam Kokesh.
Hey.
Kenny, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm an Army veteran. Adam, I dig what you're doing. You know, everyone's forgetting that this is a volunteer Army. When you sign up, technically you do give away the right where they can tell you to do stuff like that. But the number one point I'm going to say is one of their biggest rules is tattoos. You're not allowed to get a tattoo because it's destruction of government property. I personally got 5 in the 6 years I was in the Army and was never punished for it. So as this march goes on, I would venture to say, you know, the government has to put out these kind of warnings. I don't know what the pressures are for why they're putting out the warnings against the active duty guys. They can't do anything to retire people, but why they're warning the active duty guys not to do this. That's way above any of our heads, but I mean, I can ponder, I guess. But as long as a soldier shows up, he could be in uniform. If he don't get drunk, doesn't get in a fight, there's going to be no repercussion against that soldier come Tuesday morning.
I hope you're right, Kenny, because I mean, it says here in this threat by this attorney from the Navy. He cites, you know, Department of Defense directives, and you know, cites the paragraphs and says that it's prohibiting wearing uniform by members of the armed forces, including retired members. You're saying they can't do anything to retirees, but the only
people they can actually do anything to is a commissioned officer, a lieutenant or above, because they're technically always in the military because they receive their commission from the President of the United States. Anybody that's not an officer, a non-commissioned officer and below, they have absolutely no control over you once your contract's over. So if me, I've been out 20 years. If I wanted to show up, if I could still fit in my uniform from 20 years ago, there wouldn't be a dang thing that the government could do to me.
Interesting.
So
Adam, do you concur with that?
I hope I'm wrong too. I hope to God that they don't try to punish anybody.
I think you're right, and your technical interpretation of the rules is correct, but the reality of it is that if you're a private and your sergeant doesn't like you being there, you're going to be picking up cigarette butts. And if you're any rank and someone who serves over you, who you have given that authority to, wants to make your life miserable, they will make your life miserable. Whether they will be able to get away with it legally by arguing some violation of the regulation, you know, that's up in the air, that's a technicality, and, you know, frankly, I'm not that concerned with it, but for the guys that are considering this, what's really encouraging to hear is that there are so many that are saying, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be like Corporal Jesse Thorson. I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to represent myself how I see fit, and I'm going to speak the truth to the power that needs it, and I'm not going to commit fraud. I'm not going to pass myself off as representing the military. Nobody is talking about that, but that's been the reaction. That's what I've seen, you know, and that's what I've heard from the guys that are on active duty, that are involved with us, that are sending me emails every day, that are on the Facebook event page, that are spreading the word about this. They're doing outreach in their units. That are going to be there with their whole squads on Monday, saying,
"Wow,
it really doesn't matter." You know, if they can throw the book at us for this one, and we think being a part of this is more important. We're going to do so respectfully as possible and be in civilian attire. A lot of guys are coming in suits. They're going to wear their ribbon bars on one side and a Ron Paul button on the other. But, you know, and I really I'm grateful for their participation.
Kenny, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I just think it's a great thing. I love your guys' show. I love what you do every night. And, Adam, good luck with what you got going on.
Thanks for the call, Kenny. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up here with your calls as well. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Joe, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSC-FM. Joe, you're on with Adam Kokesh.
Hello, gentlemen. I've been listening to you for like the last hour and a half. I've been arguing with you every bit of it. First, I have to say that I am ex-military. I served from 1999 to 2003. So I was in during the big old hoopla. When you raise your hand, you forfeit your right. So when it came to the individual saying that the other caller said you had the right to free speech, no, you don't. Right to assembly, no, you don't. When you raise your hand, you understand that you're giving up those rights so that you can protect the rights to others, your family, your mother, your children, that you forfeit those rights. You become part of the institution, and you're willing to accept that because you know that it has to be that way in order for things to work. I've seen situations where individuality just doesn't work. Now, when he's talking, I got a question for him, though. If you find out that any of these active duty individuals get an Article 15 and therefore get a dishonorable discharge due to the disobeyal of a direct order, which can be a form of UCMJ, God, I'm so upset, sorry. But so what happens if you find out that, let's say, five people from there all of a sudden get UCMJ and are discharged from the military dishonorably and therefore are not able to get their GI Bill, their benefits, or anything?
Well, let me share a comment from a gentleman named Stephen Eberly. And when this letter from the Navy officer, Navy attorney, first hit Facebook, this was his reaction. Well, yeah, I'm going active duty and all. I am on shore duty right now and not in any way contributing to what's going on overseas, so I don't want to leave before my EALS. But if they want to push me around on this, that'll be my breaking point, and so long, Navy. And that's how strongly so many of these guys feel.
Well, hang on, Joe. Give him a chance to answer here. Joe, I'm going to put you on hold real quick because we're going to bring you back. I want to make sure Adam has a chance to answer fully. Go ahead, Adam.
No, that's it. There are guys that feel this strongly about it that they're willing to face the consequences, that to them it is more important. And that should make it all the more imperative to you, to the rest of the American people, that you need to listen to these guys.
Now, Adam, I know you said you had a question for Joe. Do you want to ask that when we come back here in a moment?
No, that's fine.
All right, well, hang on. We'll see if we can get Joe to hang on. We'll come back with more with Adam, and we'll continue this conversation. Also, you can take control here at 855-453. Adam Kokesh is with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen high mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Fallen Angel Toys is a tasteful company for adult desires and fetish fantasy. Thousands of items. Vibrators, literature, blindfolds, lubes, and more. Great for bachelorette parties or serious lifestylers. We're a family-owned business with new specials every week, discreet packaging and shipping, and safe, secure checkout through PayPal. Use code FDL at checkout for 25% off your first time. No minimum purchase required. That's FallenAngelToys.com.
Whether you want to send roses, carnations, whether you've got hundreds to spend or just a little, Farm Fresh Flowers is your place for Valentine's flowers, birthdays, anniversaries. Call right now and save 12% with the code Radio K. That's Radio K. Go to farmfreshflowers.com, type it in the coupon code, or call them at 800-999-2109. 800-999-2109. Call them now. Farmfreshflowers.com, code Radio K.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And we've got Adam Kokesh with us here from AdamVersusTheMan.com. We've been talking about what is, I think, could be a really big event coming up here on Monday. High noon at the Washington Monument in D.C. They're going to be marching from there to the White House, and there'll be a variety of things going on, including people from the military turning their backs symbolically on the White House in protest of various different things, but also in support of Ron Paul, and to show that it's the members of the military support Ron Paul more so than any other candidate out there. That's really the ultimate point of this thing. And we're talking about active military and former military going to be involved in this particular protest. The military has issued threats toward them about whether or not they can wear a uniform, or in the case of active duty, whether or not they can even be there. And according to the military attorney here, they can't even attend this particular protest. That's not going to stop them from attending. And Adam is back on here with us, so we'll actually get back to that conversation in a moment. But I also wanted to mention a little bit more about the Liberty Forum. Adam said he was going to do his best to try to make it up, and we're going to be there. The Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event, and all kinds of interesting folks will be speaking. People like Carlos Miller from Photography Is Not a Crime, the heroic photographer who's been arrested multiple times for simply doing his job and photographing things in public. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine will be in attendance. Peter Schiff, the investment advisor, Prax Curl, who also has her own YouTube channel, as does Adam Kokesh. John Bush from Austin, great activist. All kinds of speakers. I can't go through them all. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get the full list of speakers for this year's Liberty Forum, and also get the full schedule. There's going to be a civil disobedience panel that I'll be appearing on, also a number of other panels and luncheons and dinners and after-hours parties, and it is a blast. Adam, having been in the past, what are your observations of the Liberty Forum event?
Oh, it's an amazing meeting of the minds. Now, the Liberty Fork Fest in the summer, of course, is a little bit more of a party, but the Liberty Fest is really an incredible representation of the brain trust of the freedom movement coming together in a unique environment. And there wouldn't be a better, you know, as much as I can complain about the weather, there wouldn't be a better place
to have it then in New Hampshire and to have it hosted by the Free State Project. I think that's really the significance of that event to the movement.
Right, and as you know, the Free State Project is a movement of liberty-minded people who are coming together from all around the country and all around the world, in fact. Some folks just moved here to Keene from the Ukraine. From Ukraine, as I understand it. And so people are coming
you
from...
live in the United States, they move from Ukraine.
Okay. Well, anyway, they moved from the country known as the Ukraine.
No,
popularly.
Ukraine.
And so they're here now, and there's people from all over coming here, which is really exciting. They all love freedom so much, they're willing to pick up their lives and move here. And hundreds of those people will be at the Liberty Forum here coming up next weekend. So Thursday through Sunday, it's still not too late to get registered. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get signed up, use coupon code FTL2012 to save 10%. That's coupon code FTL2012. And even if you even if you can't make it up for the whole weekend, you can still get a la carte packages that just come up for Saturday, Sunday. However much time you can spend at the Liberty Forum, it will be worth it.
It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Coupon code FTL2012.
Thank you. We continue here. Joe is still with us listening to Charleston's WSEFM. Joe wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so go ahead if you've got anything else you want to share with Adam.
I apologize for jumping on Adam like that too much. Adam, here's my big thing, and it's I understand, and personally, I'm out of the military right now, so I feel like I have the right to free speech. But when I'm in the military, it's another thing entirely. And here's what I want you to think of. That
before you come to your conclusion, let me just say I agree with you on that. To a certain extent, and where it is justifiable. Yes, when you are in uniform, when you are on duty, you do not have freedom of speech. When you are even speaking out publicly, there are certain things that you cannot say that compromise national security. And yes, I do believe it is inappropriate to deliberately, directly, personally criticize someone above you in the chain of command in any circumstance. You know, maybe that's a bit too broad. But I fundamentally agree. But that being said, the regulations as they're set up are not about that. They're about suppressing dissent.
Well, what I worry the most about, Adam, is that we do have enemies out there. We all understand that. There's always some person that wants us. And in the world we live in, with YouTube and with Twitter, I can take that photo of you having uniformed soldiers turning their back and show my troops that want to destroy America. Look, even their men know that we're winning, that they can't live, that they can't defeat this, and they're turning their backs on their own people. And I worry that it sends the wrong statement, because I worry that this is about Ron Paul. We want to get Ron Paul elected. I actually like him. I think he's a good thing. But I worry that we're going the wrong way. We should be going to the voting booths. We should be going to the actual caucuses. But when we go to this White House and we create such a spectacle, it creates just an opportunity for people that don't understand. Nobody over in Iran knows who Ron Paul is, but they do understand.
That's
when
not true. There's actually a group called Iranians for Ron Paul. And most of the guys in this formation really are going to be veterans. We're not doing this to say we're not recruiting active duty members to march for us. We are a group of veterans for Ron Paul hosting an event, inviting them to join us. And the vast majority of people there will be veterans, not active duty.
I just worry that it sends the wrong message to the world community that we're turning our backs on the government. Now,
why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we turn the
back? We need to turn our backs on the individuals in the government. I love democracy.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your call tonight. I'm glad you called in. Go ahead, Adam.
If the rest of the world does not see that the American people are speaking out against our current foreign policy, they will hate us all the more. And we have a duty to ourselves and to our children and the world that they grow up in, and wanting to make sure that it is safe and secure, that we make it clear at every level possible that the U.S. government does not represent the people. But
absolutely,
I just want to say something that's really beautiful about this conversation. As long as I'm on national talk radio, this is exciting once again, to point out how the conversation has shifted. And no one who has called in to be critical of this event has said, no, the troops don't want that. That's ridiculous. Ron Paul, no. Not one caller yet has challenged the validity of what we are asserting with this action, and that it has come down to how committed should you be
if Ron Paul is the choice of the troops, we have cleared that assumption. We know that to be true, and the conversation has moved on from there to what do we do about it. And that's a beautiful thing. And this event, if you put it in that context, and you just for a second compare what we're putting up with to what our founders put up with before the Tea Party, before they actually committed a felony, as opposed to simply peacefully and as much as possible within the regulations demonstrating, by the way, we have permits and we are fully cleared with all the local authorities to do what we intend to do.
Yuck.
It's absurd that we would put up with this, that we would do this. But it's exciting to see, too, that we, in a way, have come to this turning point where someone taking a stand is met not with, should we take a stand, but is this the way to take a stand? And I would say that until you can come forth with a better option, until you can give the troops a better way to have their voices heard, and until you can come up with a way for that guy that comes home and might not be on suicide watch but should be, gets a chance to have his voice heard and vent his frustrations, then I think you better join us.
Well, you know, Adam, my feelings on begging for permits, I think I've made them known in the past. What would you have done if you'd begged for the permit and they told you no? Would have been like, oh darn, we can't do it.
Well, to put the permitting thing in context, I absolutely agree that asking for permission from the government to protest at a particular place is not appropriate. But when you're dealing with something like this, it's an event that's planned. There's an appropriate role for coordination with the government, making sure that there might not be two groups there at the same time. Mm-hmm. And because the government has a monopoly on those properties, then, you know, they are the ones that coordinate the timing and the usage of those. And so I don't consider it begging for permission as much as coordinating with them and asking for their help. And in this case, we will have the help of the Metropolitan Police Department in controlling traffic and providing for the safety should we need it. Although we will have our own marshals, we're not depending on them. We do respect that is the role that they have been given, and it's not begging, but they have given us the clearance in that coordinating sense to do all the things that we intend to do on Monday, including use a very nice theater, a nice stage at the base of the Washington Monument that they provide for us.
Well, one of the things about this, as far as active duty military, protesting or whatever, if you want to call it protesting, to me, to some extent, it falls under that enemy's domestic aspect of the oath.
Yes.
And also, you need to consider that these guys have, if not explicitly, implicitly sworn to protect their brethren, and all those suicide, the veterans that are committing suicide out there, they're attempting to help those people.
All right, Adam, you can stick with us, right? Because more people want to talk to you.
Happy to.
All right, Adam Kokesh, more with him in a moment. Hour 3 is next, Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.